Hi, hello, how are you? No, not at all. Pull up a stool. I'll enjoy the company. It's unusual to see anybody else in the residence bar at this time. Yeah, residence bar. It just means late bar, like late hotel bar. Let me guess. You're a businesswoman. Am I right? None of my business. Okay, so let me guess again. You're a tough businesswoman then. Maybe. So, how long have you been here? 2 hours? No, I meant in Ireland. Your accent is hard to pin. Where are you from? Oh, really? Ah. Buy me a drink. But we've just met. Are you trying to get me drunk? Yeah, sometimes Irish people do get drunk, but it's not that easy to get us drunk after all these centuries, you know? I'll have whatever you're having. Hopefully, I can keep up. Oh my. You're definitely trying to get me drunk. So there are three girls, right? And their boyfriends all have the same name. So in order to keep them from getting confused, they decide to give their boyfriends nicknames. So the first girl calls her boyfriend 7-Up. And the girls say, "Why do you call your man that?" And she says, "Because he's 7 inches long and he's always up." So then they ask the second girl what she calls her man. And she says, "I call my man Mountain Dew." They ask, "Why do you call your man that?" And she says, "Well, because he likes the Mountain Dew me." So then they ask the third girl the same thing. And she says, "Well, I like to call my man Jack Daniels." So they look at her puzzled and they say, "Why would you call your man that? Jack Daniels is a hard liquor." And she went, "Exactly." I'm sorry. It's an Irish thing. We like to break the ice with jokes because we're kind of shy, you know? I'm Gail, by the way. And you are? Oh, that's a lovely name. So when did you fly in? Did you? Yeah. Was the flight okay? It's normally a very bumpy landing in Ireland. Oh, I'm up so late because I flew in from the States and I suffer from jet lag terribly. So I decided to venture down to the residence bar to see if I could find someone interesting to share a drink with, you know, before I head to bed. Having a bit of luck at the moment. I found someone who's quite interesting, I think. Yeah, it must be the luck of the Irish. Do you like the look of the Irish? Not bad. All right, I'll take that. It is 2 a.m. after Thank you. Thanks very much. Well, Shlanta? Oh, that means cheers in Irish, like Nostrovia. Oh, excuse me. The lady knows her foreign slang. All right. No, in Ostrovia. Okay. Nazdrovia. Is that better? More polite. Yeah. All right. So how about untoast? Very posh. Oh, that is firewater. I am Irish. But the truth is, I didn't tell you the truth. I don't drink a lot. So you may be able to take me. What? That's what you're hoping? How would you mean to take me? I really like you. Yeah, there's something about you, your sense of humor and your smile. It's. Did you ever get that feeling when you meet someone for the first time and you feel like you know them for a while? No? Oh, definitely a tough businesswoman. Oh dear. Okay, do you want to have another? Sorry, can we have two more Jack Daniels, please? Oh my god, I'd be legless by the time this is finished. Thanks very much. Thanks. Oh. Man, this stuff doesn't get easier, does it? Ooh. You know the Irish word for whiskey is ishkabaha? Mm-hmm. And that literally translates to the water of life. I don't know why they call it the water of life, but why do they call top shelf liquors spirits around the world, you know? I always find it strange. I think that's probably the reason why the Irish word for whiskey is ishkabaha, you know, life, spirit. I think so anyway. That's my theory. But don't hold me to it. So do you need to be up early in the morning or? Ah, that's not too bad at all. Nah, I've a day off tomorrow. And I've a late checkout as well. That jet lag. Exercise before sleep? Like yoga or something? Surely you don't mean push-ups and sprints? Like what? Oh, that exercise. Oh, no. I'm on my own. I'm single. Not that that matters, but I'm here alone. Back to your room. But we've only just met. Well, yeah, that is convincing. But if I do go back with you, I am going to wake up with both kidneys in the morning, right? I'm sorry, that's some dark humour. Yeah, I do like the exercise. I like the workout. Okay then, lead me to your room. What do you do when your back is against the wall, huh? Oh. Oh, she means business. This business lady means business, huh? Oh,
Just there. Yeah, there you go. What you want, Naina? Oh, Naina. So when do you head back? Really? Well, I was thinking, we don't really have to be strangers anymore, do we? Possibly. That is my way of asking you on a date.